Hi, this is John Piper. I'm sitting here at home after my prostate surgery and thought it would be a good thing and mean a lot to me, and I hope to you, if I could express my personal thanks to the hundreds of you who prayed for me during my surgery and are still praying for me. So many of you sent messages with encouragement and with insights from God's Word. Many sent cards, some balloons, flowers, food. There was so much help offered we couldn't accept it all. I've given my understanding of what I think God is doing in this in the article entitled Don't Waste Your Cancer. You can read 10 Ways to Waste Your Cancer if you look at that article on the Desiring God website. I don't want to waste what God is up to in my life here, and I think it can be wasted if we minimize the purposiveness of it. Whoever might have meant this for evil, God certainly meant it for good, and therefore I don't want to miss what His designs are. He has been good to me all along the way, and I know that this trial is very small compared to what so many of you go through. My pain before, during, and after this surgery has been non-existent. Perhaps a little discomfort here and there, but nothing that I would put in the category of pain. And I know that there are dozens of people in my church whom I love who suffer with pain that is 10 times greater than mine, and therefore I am quite aware that I have not walked through what so many live with day by day. Let me give you a short narrative of how this works so that any of you who may walk this way can learn from it and think through and pray through your own convictions about the kind of treatment you might want to pursue. The surgery happened on Valentine's Day, February 14, 2006, and the day before, we stopped eating at noon and stopped drinking about 10:30 that night, took 2 mega laxatives at 2 in the afternoon and 5 in the afternoon, which you don't want to hear any more details about. We began antibiotics that the surgeon had prescribed. Our whole purpose was to make ourselves fit for the robotic, laparoscopic, radical prostatectomy that would happen 8 o'clock on the morning of Valentine's Day. So we checked in at 6 a.m. at the University Hospital, the Fairview University Hospital here in Minneapolis, where they have a cancer institute and where Dr. Kenneth Koneman is a specialist in prostate cancer surgery using the Da Vinci robot. In the prep room, they put on that famous gown that you're aware of that is open in the back, and then put an IV port in my left arm, asked me several times what my birthday was and why I was there, I think to make sure I'm the right guy for this procedure and that I have my faculties about me. My wife was with me that time, and good friends came by, good colleagues, brothers filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with the Word, and prayed for me and poured the Word of God into me so that I would be fit and ready to maintain faith through this procedure. They gave me a sedative that they said was not going to put me out, but to calm me down so that when I got into the operating room, they could knock me out. But that's not the way it worked. The last thing I remember is that sedative, and so I think I was perhaps more vulnerable to it than they thought. And the next thing I remember was some discomfort with the catheter and asking the nurse what time it was, and she said it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that time had gone by without my being aware of any lapse of time, as I am sure you've heard is the case for those who have surgery. It's not like sleep. It's more amazing in that it stops and then it starts, and your life stops and then starts again. It's a remarkable thing how time is not something you're aware of when you're under sedation. they took me up to the room, and my son and his wife came by, and then friends came through the afternoon, and I felt absolutely amazing because I think I was under so many drugs. I had no pain then, and I've had none since then. I went home the next day. The way this works is that they make 6 holes about, oh, maybe a half inch across in your belly, pretty high up in your belly, above your belly button, so that the tools that they're going to put in there, this robotic arm, can reach down into the recesses where they need to go. The middle one is for the camera, just above the belly button, and then they fill you up with gas so that there's a nice space in there to work with. And then they make a hole for drainage, for bleeding inside, and then the other 4 are for the robotic arms that are worked by a computer, so that the surgeon is sitting in front of a screen with a picture of my abdomen in front of him instead of looking in itself. 4 doctors were involved. Dr. Koneman, who was the main surgeon, and then his fellow, and then resident, and then 2 nurses. I asked the resident later, how do you get good at this surgery so you don't have to practice on people? And he said, on dogs and cadavers. So Dr. Koneman has done enough of these that the resident told me he's simply amazing to watch because of how intuitive this machine is in the way it works together with the surgeon's hands. So now I'm home and have a catheter for 8 days, and we'll go back in next Wednesday to see how that looks and get it taken out. He says the nerves look fine, and he expects everything to turn out all right. I don't think doctors like to talk in terms of healing for about 5 years or so, and so it will be good for me to live with that kind of uncertainty, because that's reality for all of us if we were just more aware of it. I'm spending time leisurely here at home, eating with the family and sitting in bed a good bit of the time and sitting on the couch and playing with Talitha some easy games. The word is special because I have a lot of leisure right now, and so I can take my time in the Bible and don't have to think in terms of schedules and can just linger with God over the Word. And so this morning, as I was reading Psalm 39, which is the one appointed for today in my trip through the Bible, I read these amazingly appropriate words. This is Psalm 39:4. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. So that's the way I feel right now after this amazing procedure. What a gift we have in the United States of America and other Western countries to have this much invested in us so that we can be healed from so many things by God's amazing common grace. So thank you very much, all of you who prayed that the doctor's hands would be guided and that I would be helped. I think the Lord has answered in a most wonderful and merciful way. That's the only kind of prayer and help I get, merciful help. I don't deserve anything, and everything good that comes is mercy. And now it appears that there's a chapter to live, though I don't presume upon God's design in that way. I will move forward into it the way I hope Jonathan Edwards would, and pray, O Lord God, grant me to live it with all my might for the glory of Christ. Grant me to spread us a passion for your supremacy in all things, for the joy of all peoples, through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for praying. Goodbye.